Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast. I have no idea what episode we're up to. I should have checked that before we started. But this is the show all about iPhone photography, and we love it, and we'd love to talk about it. I am Mark Sadowski.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
And joining us, monitoring the chat room on Alpha Geek Radio, we have our friends Maud Byrne and Shannon Guy. How's it going?
We're getting bored here. Come on, people. Come join us at the chat room.
We're always live on Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Alpha Geek Radio, channel number 2. So Eastern time. Thank you for mentioning that, because I would have forgotten. So it's not like anybody does anything on Friday nights. So go ahead and join us live. But if not, you can always find us on your favorite podcatcher, whatever you're listening to it on now. But we're on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher and all that fun stuff. And if you want to contact the show or want to share your photos, hashtag Tiny Shutter on Twitter, or more particularly Instagram. Share your photos there, and you could always find us on Facebook as well, tinyshutter.com too. So I think that covers everything at the very beginning. Matt.
Yes, sir.
How has your photography been doing this past week?
Oh, it's been stupendous.
Sweet.
Yes. Mostly because I finally got my Moment lens.
Nice. I have been waiting for this moment. So let's just jump right into focus points here.
Focus point.
So actually, there's been all kinds of cool things in the last like week or so, some of which I will talk about shortly because they involve an app. But the Moment lens, I guess the post office, for whatever reason, couldn't just leave it in my mailbox or at my door. I don't know why. So I got home from work yesterday and had like a notice in my mailbox to go pick it up at the post office. So I was like giddy with excitement today when I woke up and went down to the post office and got it and got back in the car and immediately opened the package. And let me just tell you, this thing is gorgeous.
Nice. I saw the photos that you posted on Instagram. Those were some sweet photos.
Like, I still think that it kind of looks goofy, like on the phone, and I'll take some pictures of it on the phone and post those because it's kind of big.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, just the lens itself is just a work of art. It's just absolutely beautiful. Kind of weighs a lot.
Yeah.
But you know, you can just tell that it's really well built. And so I went out to a lake today to go do some kayaking and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured I would, you know, test it out there, take some of the first shots with it at the lake. So
now before you go into the shots, let me just pick your brain for 2 seconds. And I remember back in the day when we looked at the Oloclip as a solid piece of engineering. It was light, it was cool. And when we took wide-angle photos with it, we always would notice a bit of distortion. The horizon wasn't lined up. You would have a curve, and it wasn't as focused as it was in the center. Center focus was great, but around the edges, a little bit of, I don't know if vignetting is the right word, but it was soft focused. So in comparison to what we thought of as the best thing since sliced bread, the Oloclip, how does it compare? Well, what's your experience rather than comparison? We don't need to compare.
Yeah, I was going to say there's really no comparison. I did some HDR shots and basically, so I'm at on the shore of the lake and I just added like some, I don't know, there was like these dead tree branches kind of sticking out and just kind of included them in the shot for some foreground interest. But, you know, across the lake, you could see the the woods on the other side or whatever. And if I were shooting with my, if I had an Olo clip, or if I were shooting with my diff case, like Fogo lens, those woods on the other side of the lake would be bowed.
Yeah.
You know, there would, there'd be like significant, like, you know, barrel distortion basically. With the moment lens, there is no perceptible distortion. That like horizon line, if you want to call it that, is pretty much perfectly straight across the frame from edge to edge.
Nice.
You know, and there's detail in the photo from edge to edge. There's no, I have to do a little bit more pictures. I want to say there's really no light fall off, although this could just be from doing the HDRs. There's some weird kind of vignetting in the top corners of the sky, but I don't know if that has more to do with the app than the lens. But overall, I'm extremely impressed with it. And I even used it today on a FaceTime call.
Ooh.
And you know how if you use FaceTime, like, you know, most of your screen's dominated by the person on the other end of the call.
Yeah.
And then you have just that little thumbnail of, you know, what you're shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, we were on the phone with Grandma and Grandpa, and my son is starting to walk. So basically I was just trying to get him, you know, walking through the house or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was just like, man, this video looks really, really just amazing. It just looks really awesome through this lens. So I'm going to start shooting everything with this.
Nice. Now, how much did you get it for? Because this was a Kickstarter that you backed. So how much did you pay for it, and how much is it retailing for right now? Can you even buy it in a regular retail sense?
Well, so when I backed the Kickstarter, I pledged $49.99.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to their website right now, which is momentlens.co, it they're listing it at $99.99. So I basically got it for half price. And right now, if you go to their website, they have two lenses, the wide angle, which is like a 18 millimeter equivalent, and then they have a telephoto, which I don't remember what the focal length equivalent is of the telephoto lens. But in any case, those are on pre-order right now.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because they're still shipping the to the backers of the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Right. So then once they're done with that, then anybody who goes to their website now and pre-orders, then they'll get their lens.
This is really cool stuff. They have a pretty sharp website.
Yeah. And the other thing I thought was cool is the way this lens attaches to the phone. Basically, they give you this mounting plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually give you two of them. But it's an adhesive-backed mounting plate. So you need to take, you know, any case that you have on your phone, you have to take that off and, you know, clean the back of your phone. And then you really want to make sure you line this mounting plate up correctly. It's not that hard to do, but I was a little nervous doing it because it's like, you know, if you mess up, then you just wasted the mounting plate.
Yeah.
So in any case, lucky for me, I got it right the first time. But the mounting plate itself is really, really super thin.
Mm-hmm.
And the little, like, I don't know what you would call it, kind of like a bayonet part where the lens actually kind of clicks in, is also like really small. So you're able to actually still use like a regular iPhone case. Like I just recently bought just like, I don't know, just some regular phone case because I needed one at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And my you know, the phone still fits in the case even with this mounting bracket on it, which is just awesome. And I haven't tried yet to see if the lens will fit. I tried it earlier and I couldn't get it on, but I think it was, I was messing around with some other stuff. I don't think I was really paying attention to what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I got to play with it just a little bit more. But for just a little bit that I got to use it today, I'm super impressed with it.
That's awesome. Are you actually looking to buy a new iPhone this year?
Yes. And I thought about that actually when I was driving in the car today. And I'm sure that, you know, they'll get around to making a mounting plate for the new iPhone. So I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, it seems like it's something pretty easy to get. I'm sure they're not going to charge you an arm and leg. I hope they don't charge you an arm and a leg.
I doubt that. So, and even if they do, I'll probably still buy it. Because the lens is just killer. It's really very well made.
Nice. I might actually splurge and buy the telephoto lens at some point.
Yeah, the telephoto lens, I just looked it up, and it's basically, they call it a 2x.
Yeah.
So they don't give it a specific focal length, but just whatever the focal length of your mobile phone is.
Times two.
Double it. Yeah.
Very cool. So go on. Oh, go on.
I was going to say, mostly these are kind of designed for iPhone and Samsung Galaxy phones. Those were the main two that they kind of made the mounting brackets for.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as time goes on, there will be more available.
Seems easy enough to make. Oh, my God. Yeah. Excuse me. We talked about Samsung and I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
Whoa, sorry. Zinger.
Yeah, this is an iPhone show, so I think people would only really care if iPhone bracket is available.
Yeah. What other photos have you taken this week?
You know, it's weird. I actually did probably more videos than anything. Let's see. Lots of videos of my son just because he's starting to walk. And some videos or some photos at the beach and some photos, sunrise at a lake that I went kayaking at.
Nice.
And that was all done. I'm still really kind of into that Vivid HDR app that one of our listeners turned me on to.
Yeah, I've seen some of those photos. I actually bought the app, but I have not actually tried it yet.
Yeah, the more I use it, the more I like it. It's really fast, and I have yet to take one HDR with it that has not lined up perfectly. Like when it, you know, stitches the or blends the different exposures together.
Mm-hmm.
There's, with true HDR, I would say half the time I was retaking the shot, you know, because I always mostly shoot handheld with my iPhone.
Yeah.
And not one time yet with Vivid HDR. It's like all the like tiny little minute details in like trees and branches and stuff, they always line up perfectly.
Nice.
So I've been pretty impressed with that. And then the other thing I did was made a little video with the new Hyperlapse app, which I'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll cover that when we do some news. Because that recently came out from Instagram. This week, well, last week rather, I should say, we didn't have a show because both Maud Byrne and I, we took our families to the White Mountains for a little camping vacation. And I had all the intention to use my Fuji camera for the majority of the time. But it turns out I actually used my iPhone for the majority. In particularly our trip to the Flume, which is a little bit of a tourist trap. It's a gorge up in the White Mountains that it's a nice cascade. It's really nice looking. And I grabbed, what's that?
I've never been there. Like,
you've never been there?
I've been there, but not like in the summertime. Like when you have to pay or whatever, when they have the boardwalk thing that goes through it. I've never been there.
It's nice. It's a nice little walk.
Have you walked through like after season, out of season?
Yeah, in the winter when the whole gorge is just coated in ice.
I think that would actually be awesome to do.
It is, because people go back there and go ice climbing on the cliffs.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to go. I want to go this winter now.
Go right ahead. I grabbed my Fuji cameras and slung them over my shoulder, and then Maud, being the smug SOB that he is, basically looked at me and says, I remember somebody saying that all you needed was just a camera and a lens, and you know, it doesn't matter what you took it with, blah, blah, blah. Basically, he encouraged me to take the iPhone challenge there. So I'm like, challenge accepted. And I had my diff case. I had my tripod still, but I only brought my iPhone. And
can I just interject on that real quick?
Go for it.
I think the saying is the best camera is the one you have with you.
That's not what he said, though.
Yeah, but you happen to have three cameras with you. So therefore, they were all good options.
My real motivation behind it was I knew I was going to have to be holding hands with both kids and stuff. I wanted the one that could go in the pocket, not the one that had to be weighing down around my neck.
Yes, but you shouldn't guilt trip somebody else into just using whatever you have to use.
It doesn't
wasn't
matter.
Guilt tripping. I was just using his own words against him. He guilt tripped himself.
Well, my son, my 2-year-old son on my back, I grabbed my iPhone and I grabbed my tripod, and that's all I used. And the apps that I used heavily, because I was doing a lot of time-lapse stuff, was the slow shutter cam. That was my bread and butter for that trip. And I also used auto stitch. That was that came in really handy because I didn't have a wide angle lens attachment. I don't have the Olaclip anymore that'll fit on my iPhone. So what I did was I did a lot of slow shutter cam shots where, for example, when we were in the gorge, I would do like a bottom layer shot, middle layer, then top layer. After all that that shooting, I would then align it in auto stitch, or let the app do it for me rather, and have myself a nice big photo instead of a bunch of little ones.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was what I was doing. I had a pretty decent tripod where I was able to get as close as I can with a 2-year-old on my back.
You had a lot of great shots.
They were hard to get. The ones on the boardwalk, my biggest trouble was finding a place where I can put the camera down without seeing the guardrail and without ticking off the tourists behind me.
What about, I was wondering this as I walked up as one of the tourists behind you, were you noticing much shaking of the camera because of people on the bridge? I mean, you were right on the bridge with, like, by the time you were done, there must have been six of us stacked up behind you.
There wasn't really much camera shake.
That's good.
I didn't notice it. The photos came out in focused. They came out focused, not out of focus, rather, I should say. The one thing I did notice, and it's something that I can't seem to shake, is that my water looks like it has a 1980s crimping hairdo.
I didn't take notice to that, but I'll have to go back and look.
You can look, if you look really close, you can notice it. But I don't know how else to fix that, because it doesn't matter where I'm at. There is that, that's the best way I could describe it. My waterfalls are crimped. Because when we went to the basin, we were in an area that was solid granite, and I still had that issue happen. But it was great. The slow shutter cam was able to get some nice time lapse. I was able to set it for a simulated long exposure. And that's what I love about the app so much, is that I don't have to worry about a filter on the lens. I don't have to worry about a neutral density filter. I could just set it to a long exposure and just boom, hit it, and it'll do its work.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking at your pictures now. I'm not noticing that effect you're talking about.
You'd have to see the original. On Instagram, I don't think you could see it. But if I texted this to you, you'd probably see it.
Gotcha. Because I definitely would have pointed it out and made fun of you.
Oh, yeah. I thoroughly made fun of myself on that one. But yeah, I only tried slow shutter cam. The app that I usually try, at least back in the day, was... oh, God, what was that app? Average Camera Pro or something like that. That's what I used to use for my long exposures. But now it's... I've kind of let that one fall off. And it's not like I had a really good Wi-Fi signal up there to get it back. So... Yeah, those were the big ones that I used to photograph the landscape. And it was a good time.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm hoping they get some shots this weekend. Tomorrow we're headed down to
Wait, say that again. You dropped off for a second. You literally dropped off when you were about to say where you're going.
Oh, crazy. Stupid Skype. Sorry.
No problem.
The New River Gorge in West Virginia.
Oh, sweet.
So we're going to take our son on his first camping trip and kind of see how that goes.
Yeah, my son was a little hellion.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, actually. So it'll be a learning experience. But really, mostly what I'm concerned about is getting some awesome pictures.
Yeah.
You tenting, cabin, what you doing?
Yeah, tenting. But we have some friends that live down there, so we're going to tent in their yard.
Oh, okay.
And we have some other friends that live here in Ohio that are already down there, also camping in their yard. So, sweet. Yeah.
So a fun time?
Should be. But I was happy that lens came today because I intend to use... the heck out of that this weekend.
I'm more than ever I want that telephoto, because that's the one thing I feel I'm missing out with iPhone photography is not having a proper zoom.
What's your Instagram name, Matt? Matt Hoffman Photo?
No, I only say it every episode.
Sometimes twice.
I know, but I've got to be really close to it, right?
It's M. Hoffman Photo.
M. Hoffman Photo.
Yeah, can't believe you don't have that.
Oh, I'm not on my phone. I'm sitting on the computer. I don't have my phone. And I've wanted to see some of the pictures you took with it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you just took pictures of it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't posted any pictures I took with it yet. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we should... add this to news or, let's just go to news.
Breaking news.
News team, assemble!
I have breaking news about the Moment lens.
Go for it.
The lens will mount with a phone case on.
Nice.
Nice.
How awesome is that?
Which phone case do you have?
Nice and convenient.
It's just some, the brand is called Spec. I think.
Okay.
It's just a case. It's, you know.
Just the way that little thing sticks inside, so you like most of the cases leave enough space that the lens can get in and not be.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so really incredible. Convenient.
Very nice. Well, a few things popped up this past week, and Instagram created a brand new app. It is called Hyperlapse, and it does what it sounds. It is a hyperactive beast that devours your iPhone. No, I'm kidding. All right, that's a bad joke. I'm sorry. I should be
ashamed. Trying to imagine what Hyperlapse sounded like it did.
Yeah, I know. Basically, it takes your normal video and speeds it up. But it does so in a very easy and very smooth manner. In fact, it has a pretty... interesting image stabilization that will basically even out your video while it's going super fast. Matt, you've used this. I've seen you use this to make a pretty damn good video, if I may say so, that you posted.
Yeah. So this app Hyperlapse was it's by Instagram, of all companies. It was released this past Tuesday, and it's basically an app that just lets you create what they call a high-quality time-lapse video. But it's a little bit different than actual time-lapse. When I think of time-lapse, I think of, you know, you're taking a photo every few seconds or something, and then when you play that back at normal video speeds, like, you know, 30 frames per second, you get this sped up effect. But what this app does is you're actually shooting video. So you're shooting whatever the iPhone shoots at, 30 frames a second. And then at the end of your video, you have the option to set a playback speed between one time, which would not really be a hyperlapse, or up to 12 times speed. And so basically it kind of gives you this crazy time lapse sort of effect. The really cool thing about this app is the stabilization. You get a really, really super smooth video out of this app, even if you hand hold it. You know, it looks like you shot it on like a, I don't know, like a gimbal or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a couple, like, I don't know if it's really a caveat with it, but if you have like an iPhone 4, and I'm guessing the 4S, you only get 10 minutes of shooting time.
Not the 4S thing, because I got it for lunchtime today and shot a 12-minute video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Instagram wasn't specific about the 4S. They actually don't even really mention it, but if you have like the iPhone 5, and I'm going to guess like the 5S, you could shoot for up to 45 minutes, which is a lot. And then it also works on the iPad and the fifth generation iPod Touch. And as far as like sharing and everything, even though this is an Instagram created app, you actually do not need an Instagram account to use it. You don't have to like log in or anything like that. The only time that you would really do anything is if you wanted to share to like Instagram or Facebook. Then, you know, it would, I think, for Facebook, I believe it asks you if it could, you know, post to Facebook or whatever. And if you post to Instagram, it just knows you have Instagram. It just automatically brings up Instagram, and it's really easy to share it.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't do a whole lot of video, but I just thought this seemed like a pretty cool app, and I really wanted to try it out. So I downloaded it the other day. I think it was free.
Yeah, it's free.
And basically what I did was I decided to take my son for a walk around the neighborhood, and he's really been enjoying the wagon that we got him for his birthday a couple weeks ago. So what I did was I used that it's the Joby little phone clip or whatever.
Yep.
And then attached it to a GorillaPod, and then put the GorillaPod, basically attached the GorillaPod to the front of the wagon, so it was pointed back at my son. And nice. Then there's basically just one button in the app to start recording. You just hit that button. I took him for a walk. The walk was like 12 minutes, like around the block or whatever.
Yeah.
And we got back to the house, and I hit the button again to stop the recording. And then I told it that I wanted it to be played back at 12 times speed, which made the whole video like 1 minute and 1 second long. And from there, I just saved it to my camera roll, and then later on, I threw it in iMovie and just added some music and a couple sound effects to it and shared it online.
You did a pretty good job. I was really impressed with what you did. I had in mind to also video my son, but I just haven't had a chance to do that yet. And the only difference between your heartfelt little video in mind would have been, I would put it to the tune of Benny Hill music.
Yeah, I was just trying
spoilers.
To do it quickly, I guess.
That's all good. But yeah, I can't wait to give it a go.
I tried it on the train today on the way home.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, look, just looking out the. Unfortunately, it was a little bit. I was shooting into the sun, so I kept getting kind of flares up, and it was a little hard to see at times. And then we'd go into the trees, and I couldn't see; it was too dark. But for the little bit of stretch there, where we were around Salt Marsh, and it was pretty good distance away, and I could actually see stuff. It worked pretty cool, and then the stabilization did actually help a lot. And being on the train, it wasn't super steady, so that really did smooth it out quite a bit. Came out looking kind of neat.
Yeah,
for the last few seconds, anyways.
So yeah, really cool stuff, and I'm really glad that their Instagram is still making stuff. I'm pretty sure it's the Instagram team, not the Facebook team,
that
made this.
Yes.
So it's not invading your personal space like the Messenger app is, that everybody's afraid of.
No, it's a super minimalist app, but it just does what it says it's going to do. It doesn't do anything more than that. And, you know, if you need more options, that's why you have other apps on your phone.
Yep.
Nicely put.
You know, so that's why I loaded my video into iMovie just to add a couple more things to it. And that really wasn't a big deal to do that.
Now, what's this other device that you shared with us today? I mean, with us on the, you sent a text message, I think, but it's a Nova Light.
Well, let me just explain. So, I guess one of the things that I'm going to start doing on the shows from now on is just mentioning a few of the more notable apps that either got released during the past week or have had an update that, maybe isn't significant, but might have fixed like some kind of problem or something like that. So in any case, I was going to mention that 645 Pro and PureShot, which are camera apps that we've mentioned on this podcast many, many times, received updates this week. And one of the things that they added was support for Nova Flash hardware. And when I read that, I was like, I don't really know what that is, but I'm sure that's pretty cool. And pretty much just left it at that. And then a little bit earlier this morning, I was looking at my notes for the show today, and I was like, you know, I probably should at least know what this Nova Flash is. So I looked it up, and man, am I glad I did. What a cool, cool piece of equipment. So basically what the Nova Flash is, it's an off-camera wireless flash for iPhone. It's thinner than your iPhone and about the size of a credit card. And basically, the front of it is basically, I don't know, some kind of white plastic to, like, diffuse the light.
Yeah.
And then underneath of that, it has 40 points of light, and they alternate between warm and cool light, so you get kind of this real balanced light when the flash goes off.
Yep.
And so basically, you know, you're holding your iPhone in one hand to take your picture, and you hold the Nova Flash in the other hand, and you can position it wherever you want. And it gives you, at least according to the sample photos on their website and everything, it's much, much, much better flash effect than the flash from your iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more professional looking.
Now, it seems that you can make it a continuous light as well.
That I don't know. I haven't read, like, the whole website.
I only saw the video real quick. It was enough for me to buy it. It's going to come next week.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it as well. It's super cool.
Now, the one thing I do have that I got working again because is the kick light, and that was a device that was kickstarted I think a couple years ago, and I never did I only did a very brief review on the kick light a while back, but I never did a thorough review because for some reason it stopped working. And right before we went on our camping trip, I wanted to see if I could get that working again because it was a really nice bright light. And finally, I took it apart and I did something to it. Don't know what. But I was able to reset it, actually. What I did was finally get that little pin to do the reset for it. You know how you have to have a paper clip and stick it in the little hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. But the problem is that when I tried to do it when the whole thing was encased, it just wasn't reaching the button. And that's all it needed was a proper reset and a good battery charge because it's been a while. And I was able to get it up and running again.
Cool.
And this light is super bright. And I will do a comparison next week with the Kick light versus the Nova light. They both essentially do the same things, but they also do things very differently as well. They both provide light. That's the only common ground they have.
Does the other one that you were talking about just fixing there, does that do the wireless stuff, like what, flash wirelessly from a signal? Or do you just have to hold it on?
The major differences in hardware between the Nova and the Kick light is that Kick light is Wi-Fi, whereas the Nova is Bluetooth. And I think that gives an edge to the Nova light in that respect.
Definitely.
Because it is a pain in the butt to sync the Kick light to the device itself. But on the other hand, the Kick light makes an excellent camping flashlight. Dear God, did it outshine all of our other LED lights.
Cool.
So there's that. So yeah, I'm going to do a proper compare and contrast between the devices and looking forward to getting it next week.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm definitely going to order one.
I mean, it's just slick too.
Yeah. I have a couple other doodads to mention, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Well, it's all app stuff. I don't know if you remember a few episodes ago when I went bananas over an app called Circular Plus.
Yeah.
Which is a Tiny Planet app that's put out by the same people that do like the Lens Light and Lens Flare apps and whatnot. They released an update this past week. It's now on version 1.2. And the main things that they did there was they added a new category of effects called circles. And basically what that is, it's what they call pre-spun sky effects, like clouds and stars that you can add to your circular creations. They've also added lightning effects, which I think is pretty cool. I'm looking forward to trying that out. And then they also added a masking tool, so you can erase parts of the effects. You could erase like the centers and circles. The only thing that the masking tool doesn't work on is lens flares. But a bunch of cool stuff added to the Circular Plus app. And then another kind of big thing that happened this past week was, do you remember the app Tada?
Yes.
So when Tada came out, it was kind of like the Instagram alternative. And I don't remember what happened. Instagram had some terms of service that changed or something, and people went berserk like a year ago or whatever and said they were going to leave Instagram. And Tada made it real convenient to basically import your Instagram photos into Tada.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Tada no longer has a community feature. Really? So they just had a recent update. So Tada and Tada SLR, which is an app that I really like a lot, they no longer have the community feature. Tada is now just a pure editor.
Nice.
Yeah. So Tada is actually a really good editing app. I don't really use it as much as I probably should, and I'm actually kind of honestly I'm kind of glad they got rid of the community feature, because
it was never really that great.
No, and yeah, I didn't like the just the way it looked, the interface of it just didn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would get notifications on it all the time. And because I had Tada and Tada SLR, I would get the same notification in both apps, which was hugely annoying to me because, you know, I'm one of those people that I don't like to see the little red number on my iPhone.
I'm the same way.
So, yeah, I just really hated that. So I'm actually kind of glad they got rid of that feature. But in case anyone's big into that and is wondering what's going on, sorry, they got rid of that. And then one other app that I thought was notable that had an update recently was the app called Over, which is an app that you could use to add like text and you know, different fonts and whatnot to your pictures. They had a recent update. They added like a whole bunch of new fonts, and they actually have, this seems like so elementary, but they have a rotate text function now, which they did not previously have. So that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. And then just one last thing. I don't know how long this sale's going on, but I think it'll still be going on by the time this podcast is released in the regular podcast feed. But on Adorama, if you've been waiting to get an Olloclip and you have an iPhone 4 or 4S, they have it on sale, just the color red, but it's on sale for $29.99, down from $54.99.
Good sale.
Yeah, so I thought that was not too shabby.
That's Adorama, you said?
Yep.
Adorama has some cool sales every now and then.
They do.
That's pretty cool.
That's where I got my Nikon from.
There you go. If you have... I'm sorry, I blacked out there for a second. I thought there was more.
No, I'm all done. That's the news.
There you go. Run them dry.
I mean, there's the other news in that Apple is holding their keynote next week. By the time this podcast goes up, it's probably going to be, I don't know, tomorrow or today, or depending on when you listen to this. But yeah, you know, the whole iPhone 5, we've already gone into this, and I think it's we've already beat that horse to death, and then kept beating it, as the expression goes. From here on in, I think we all discussed it, and I think the news would be better suited to be more photography based is to go into our, you know, if there's any updates to our favorite photography apps, that would be awesome. And if you, the listener, have an app that you want to share with us, or you've recently found out that it got updated and it's all taken all in a whole new life of, you know, turned into something awesome that it wasn't before, let us know. Go to tinyshutter.com, let us know in the comments, or just hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. And then there's also the Twitter as well, all Tiny Shutter. And unless it's Instagram, then it's Tiny Shutter Podcast. There you go. That's everything. And finally, let's close things off with a post pick of the week. This week's photo comes from username Janine Mil. Oh God, one of these days I'll say things correctly. Militello, Janine Militello. You can find the photo on tinyshutter.com. It's going to be our fan art for the week, our cover art rather, I should say. It's an incredible double exposure photo. On the one hand, it's a beautiful sunrise or sunset, probably a sunrise. And then the other exposure is an adult holding a newborn baby. And it is such a fine combination of black and white and color. The beauty about this photo is that the hand holding the baby and... is a black and white, but within it there's the color photo of the sunrise, but the surrounding background is very bright white, and it's really, really strong, and you know, it made an impression because I have kids, and it's a very, very strong, powerful photo. I think I was blown away by it. It really stood out for me.
I'm extremely jealous of this photo. I mean, I always want to do these kind of pictures, but I just really lack the foresight, I think, to come up with the right combination of photos to combine together to do something like this.
It is very easy to fall into cheese factor. And
yeah, I mean, you can't just slap any two pictures together and, you know, have this amazing double exposure. It just doesn't work that way.
No. And, you know, I mean, Janine just hit it out of the park. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal photo and a great, definitely a great pick for post pick of the week. I love it.
So if you would like to share your photo with us, it's as easy as using hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram. You could do so by adding hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram. Wow, did I talk myself?
Don't say.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. No, that's
Act
it.
Act now. We'll throw in this slice and dicer for free.
May or may not follow suit with that one. Yeah. Share your photos. We have a ever-growing community. We're already over 23,000 photos on our hashtag. And awesome, awesome stuff. I mean, this week I really was impressed. I mean, I'm always impressed, but this one really took the cake. On a side note, there is somebody on our hashtag that is using my group of hashtags. I won't go into any names or anything. I don't need to point this person out by name, but I just thought it was pretty funny. Somebody copy and pasted my hashtags and used it to promote her photo, which has nothing to do with the hashtags that I was using.
Oh, I liked them all.
It was still a good photo. I'll give her that. Very pretty. Yeah, I might have given it away there. Anyway, that's all for this week. Shannon, Maud, tell the world where they can find you on the web.
You can find me at alphageekradio.com sitting in the chat room. Come on, people.
Yeah, we're still new to Alpha Geek Radio, so getting the...
I'll be here all week waiting for you.
Oh, Shannon is having trouble with her microphone. You can find Shannon at Shannon Guy Photo on Instagram. And Matt, where can they find you?
You can check me out on Instagram and I almost said Facebook, not Facebook. Do not check me out on Facebook. Twitter. Yeah, that's the one. At M. Hoffman Photo.
Sweet. And you can find me on Instagram. I am That Polish Photographer. And I am mostly Marcus on the Twitters. And that's all for this week. Next week, Joe Ferreira, who is usually hosting the show, will be back. He is on a very well-deserved vacation, and he would have been on the show this week, but his wife wouldn't let him because he is on vacation. But yeah, he'll be back. You could find him at oh my god, now I can't remember. Joseph Ferreira on Instagram, spelt just as it sounds. Anyway, that's all. Let's give a proper closing here.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
And next week we will have the blow by blow comparison between the Nova Light and the Kick Light. And who will come out on top? Will it be a tie? I don't know. Tune in and find out. And that's it. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
For you, sir, anything.